Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And we're into the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. It's the Tuesday edition. We're early in the week and with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And the show originates out of Tampa, Florida on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ, and of course on your radio station in your neck of the broadcast woods. And online, though, anybody, any place, any time, letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live. And Dr. Hasenblas was with me in the first hour, Heather Hasenblas, talking about collagen and how important it is to looking good as we age. As I say, we all age, but we don't have to look our age. That applies, you know, to people that are a little early, later on in the life cycle. And what I think people strive to want to look youthful. For the most part, there's some people that don't care one way or another. I understand that. But many, and I think perhaps most, one might make a good argument that most people would prefer to look younger than their chronological age, right? So how do you do that? Well, we talk a lot about that on the show, and we did so in the first hour. And Reservoirs Organics has this new product called New Ultra Collagen Booster. They have a collagen booster. They also have a keratin booster for men. And now this new ultra collagen booster has Dermavol in it, that helps with elastin. So if you're interested in these kinds of things, then you should pay a visit to Vitamin Discount Center store, here in the Tampa Bay area. One of the 10 stores, or visit their online store at VDCUSA.com. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that, speaking of Vitamin Discount Center, on the 22nd of this month, I will be appearing at the Vitamin Discount, hosting Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair. It's this, for this month, it's going to be at the, VDC store in Temple Terrace, right there on Fowler Avenue. And, I encourage you to stop by. It's, a summer theme. You know, we're going to have a summer blast, all sorts of prizes and giveaways, gift baskets worth hundreds of dollars and, as we always do, gift cards. We even have some raised tickets. We'll have gift baskets and giveaways for the kids. Given that it is summer, we encourage you to bring the kids. We'll make it worth their while. If the children show up, we'll have a special, drawing for them. It'll be separate from the adults. We'll put their name in a bowl and, we'll do it like that so that they, you know, don't get lost in the adult shuffle. And we'll have the vendors there, the companies that support, do it. They do a great job, and they have a lot of samples that they give away as well. So, and we'll have a massage therapist and a bunch of other surprises. Believe me, we'll have a lot to do and a lot to give away, and you'll have a good time. And it is summer, and I'm going to focus on having a healthy and fun summer. We want to have fun during the summer, you know, when the kids are on vacation and whatnot, and ourselves as adults, sure. But the theme will be for me, I'll be talking about some of the issues that are related to health during the summer months. And we'll get into that. Everything from grilling to, you know, sunbathing to losing weight to, you know, all sorts of things. Food safety, you know, got to watch things don't spoil in the heat and whatnot, and people pack things to eat and go to the beach. Can be risky business. Those are the kinds of things that I'll be talking about. So we'll try to make it not only worth your time in terms of all the prize and giveaways, but maybe we can learn a thing or two about how to have a healthy summer. So that'll be on the 22nd of this month at the Vitamin Discount Center store in Temple Terrace. If you need more information, call 813-985-4494. 813-985-4494. All right. There are at least two things I would like to talk with you about in this hour. I'm going to start with this study on nature versus nurture. And this is, there are studies and then there are studies. And this is really an interesting piece of research, I must tell you. It's published, they're publishing it today. It's in the journal called Molecular Psychiatry. Sounds serious enough, right? And this is a study. It's called the Twins Early Development Study at King's College, London's Institute of Psychiatry. All right, long title. And what's interesting about this study, they looked at 6,759 twin pairs. Twin studies are always interesting. And they took a look at the families. There were 6,700 families. And they looked at 45 childhood characteristics from intelligence quotient, IQ, and hyperactivity to height and weight, a whole constellation of variables. And this debate about nature versus nurture has been going on for some time. You know, to what do we contribute most of our development as an individual? Is it genetics? Is it the environment in which we live, you know, the things that outside our body? And when you have an either or, sometimes it's not either or, it may be a combination of both, right? It's possible, and most likely. And these conversations about nature versus nurture, I mean, people can get pretty passionate about it, but I think we've come a long way, and there was a time. And wasn't all that long ago when the belief, the paradigm was that it was a genetic paradigm, really, quite frankly, a nature paradigm, in that genetics was the driver for our development. But what we've learned is that our health and our behavior is driven by a complex of factors that are involved genetics and involve the environment. And for example, you could very well carry the gene for heart disease, atherosclerosis, all right, whatever, or diabetes. But if you eat a healthy diet, like I've talked about so many times on this show, if you have a healthy diet and you live a healthy lifestyle, you're not necessarily going to experience atherosclerosis or type 2 diabetes. On the other hand, you could have genes that would reduce your risk factor for certain kinds of diseases, cancer of one sort or another. That's no guarantee that you're not going to get lung cancer, whatever. Because if your diet and your lifestyle are such that they are so unhealthy, you can, what we call now the whole science of epigenetics, you can cause those genes to express or communicate in a way that you end up getting cancer. So, you know, people should not take comfort in thinking, well, you know, my family lived to be 102. You know, everybody in my family lived well over 100. That doesn't mean you're going to. And you just can't go out and live your life with reckless abandon. But this study was interesting because they had an interesting twist. When they started to look at the data, they discovered something that surprised even these hardcore researchers about nature versus nurture. And it surprised me too. When I come back, I'll share it with you.
Today, I feasted on heavy metals, groundwater pollutants, factory emissions, pesticides, preservatives, and household cleaners. Yuck! And so did you. Fortunately, there is an easy, efficient way to purge your body of unwanted toxins. CleanSmart Advanced Total Body Internal Cleanse from Renew Life. It's a 30-day program that combines 23 natural ingredients, including 9 deep cleansing herbal extracts, to help boost your own natural detoxification system. Just 2 capsules, morning and evening, helps promote regularity, which in turn gives you more energy, helps you think more clearly, and helps you feel lighter on your feet. Plus, there are no fillers or unnatural ingredients. So clean up what our dirty world dishes out and take your cleanse to the next level with CleanSmart, America's number one cleanse. CleanSmart is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
The science behind Greens Plus is the result of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamin, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter's Zyflamin uses potent, broad-spectrum, supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamin's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
Is your skin showing signs of aging? Do you want hair with more body and stronger nails? Add NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C to your daily routine to help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance. Collagen is the body's key structural protein, and it is critical to the elasticity and strength of connective tissues like skin, ligaments, and tendons. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing with collagen may reduce wrinkles and increase the firmness of your skin, improve the thickness of your hair, and strengthen your nails. Previously, medical studies also show a wide range of benefits from collagen supplements that may help with your joint pain, bone strength, and exercise recovery. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C provides 100% pure collagen that's hydrolyzed for maximum absorption. Results are felt and seen within weeks. Super Collagen Plus C promotes a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support to help fight the effects of aging. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C products are available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jarrow Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Nature versus nurture, which is it? Which is the main driver of your destiny in terms of your development or how you will age? Whether or not you're going to get sick early, get sick later in life, get sick at all with a particular disease or disorder. Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. I think this is a very important topic because people oftentimes walk around thinking that everything, you know, pretty much is locked in. They're determined. And they live their life that way, too. Sort of like, okay, not much I can do. I got what I got. And I think that that is a fatal way of thinking about health. Some people are even fatalistic, that fatalistic model. Well, you hear the argument. Well, you got to die of something argument. I just find that I'm not fond of that argument. You got to die. Well, then if that's the case, then why don't you just get up out of your chair and walk out in the middle of traffic. You're not going to do that. So I'm not buying that either. And I do think, and I've always believed my entire career, I've always believed that more of our destiny is in our own hands than we really understand. True, genetics accounts for a lot of the variance of what happens with us. No doubt about that. But I still insist, and I'm going to stick to it, and I just keep finding evidence to support the stance that we are more in control, for lack of a better term, of our destiny with respect to health than we really understand. This new study in molecular psychiatry, I think, goes to the point that I'm trying to make. And I think it's a optimistic point. I think it is very optimistic and encouraging to believe, and then to verify that belief, that we can do things that make a difference. There's your genes, then there's the environment. And then, of course, inserted in between them are the choices that you make within the context of your genetic inheritance and the environment and the environmental factors that are impinging upon your psyche and upon your behavior, you know, psychologically and behaviorally. So this study, it's out of the UK. It's the Twins Early Development Study. They followed over 13,000 pairs of twins, both identical and non-identical. They were born between 1994 and 1996. When the twins were 12 years of age, the researchers did a broad survey to assess the cognitive abilities of these twins, their behavioral traits, their psychological traits, the environments in which they live, including academic environments. And they looked at exactly 6,759 twin pairs. What's intriguing about this piece of research, and let me see if I'll set this up with some quotes by a Dr. Oliver Davis. He said, quote, "These days we're used to the idea that it's not a question of nature or nurture. Everything," Dr. Davis said, "including our behavior, is a little of both." End quote. I tend to agree with him. Then he went on to say, "But when we saw the maps," I'll tell you what that he's talking about. "The first thing that struck us was how much the balance of genes and environments can vary from region to region," end quote. The maps that he's talking about is they had the data, right? They got their data set. And they knew where not all these twins lived in the same place. They lived throughout various parts of the UK. And so what did was they took the findings and overlaid them onto literally a geographical map of the UK. I'll go on now. You got that? So here's what Dr. Davis then goes on to say. "Take a trait like classroom behavior problems," he said. "From our maps, we can tell that in most of the UK, around 60% of the difference between people regarding behavioral problems is explained by genes. However, in the Southeast, genes aren't as important. They explain less than half of the variation," and he's referring to classroom behavior problems. He said, "For classroom behavior, London is an environmental hotspot." They said that the maps gave the researchers a global view of how the environment interacts with our genomes. And they didn't hone in, they said, on home in on particular genes or environments. However, they said the patterns have given these researchers important clues about which environments to explore in more detail. Here's where this is going. At the end of the day, what these researchers discovered when they took the findings from these, 6,759 twin pairs on a number of variables, they compared them on 40 variables, and they put them on a map from different areas. At the end of the day, and this is where the encouraging news is, it was the environment that was driving the differences between and among the twin pairs, not the genes so much. It may be relatively easy to explain environmental hotspots, but what about the genetic hotspots that appear on the maps? Do people's genomes vary more in those regions? They posed the question. They said that the researchers believed this is not the case. Rather, genetic hotspots are areas where the environment exposes the effects of genetic variation, end quote. The point is that at the end of the day, it's the environmental factors that we find ourselves situated in that are going to drive what's going to happen to us. And then, of course, there are the choices that we make within those environments. So there is much that's within our own span of influence as to our destiny with respect to our health and how we behave, how we think and feel. And what strikes me about this study is that it provides a piece of evidence, I think important evidence, to give people not the false belief or false hope that there is much they can do about their health. And that's intuitively appealing to some. To others, it's not so much because they say it doesn't make any difference. Your genes are driving it all. They're not. They're important. They determine what you're going to look like and all that. I get that. And they give you the potential for health. They also give you the potential for sickness. But the environments in which we live and the choices we make in those environments will ultimately turn off those genes. And the future, you know, when you geneticists, going forward, when they started to map the genome, they have just scratched the surface. And you and I will be long gone, but they're going to figure out a lot of what's going on with us as a species and what makes, they will figure out the longevity problem. Again, you and I will be gone, but mark my words, that day will come. And it all centers around not just the genes, but the choices that we make, and that the choices and the environments in which we live make a difference. I think that's hopeful. I'll be back.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found kyolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
Quality. Everybody says it. So how can you be sure your nutritional supplement is a quality product? With Solgar, you can be. Quality is built into Solgar's entire process. Solgar chooses the finest raw materials and has its own state-of-the-art manufacturing, distributing, and lab facilities to ensure quality from start to finish. At Solgar, quality isn't just a word. It's a way of life and has been for more than 60 years. Visit the Vitamin Discount Center to learn more about Solgar's full line of premium nutritional supplements.
Did you get enough calcium today? 85% of women over the age of 20 and 50% of men over the age of 30 consume less than the recommended daily intake of calcium. One of the best ways to protect your bones and joints, Bona provides Australian hydroxyapatite, the very same form of calcium found in the human body. However, strong bones and joints require more than calcium. Magnesium, zinc, manganese, copper, silicon, vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin K, and boron are all beneficial to optimum joint function. Bone-Up gives you all of these. Bone-Up is the most healthful nutritional regimen for bones and joints. Ask for Bone-Up at your local health food store. Or, for more information, go to www.jarrow.com for the best in calcium formulas.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back. Second half of the second hour of the show today. You are listening to Let's Talk Nutrition. It's 3:35 Eastern Time. And 813-636-8255 is a local number, 813-636-TALK. And toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. I was just talking about this new piece of research on nature versus nurture. And again, another piece to the puzzle. This is a great study, a longitudinal study looking at twin pairs, 6,759 of them. At the end of the day, what they found was it's not so much the genetics as it is the environment, where the environment exposes the effects of genetic variation. In other words, in the environment in which we live is a big driver of how we develop and what happens to us in terms of our health. And of course, then there are the choices that you make, all right, within that environment. So I think that's very optimistic. In other words, there is more, we have more influence over our destiny than we think we do in terms of our health. So it does make a difference as to the choices you make, the environments in which you live, and how you position yourself in your life, what you expose yourself to. And you can't dismiss, you know, the environment is everything outside the body. I mean, the toxins that we get exposed to, or, you know, all the good things too. So all these things make a difference. And we can influence our environment by the choices that we make in those environments and what environments we choose to situate ourselves. So I find that very hopeful. So you hear me lately talk a lot about these, you know, dieting. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of dieting. Diets don't work. I've taken a stand. That's my story. I'm going to stick to it. I know they don't work. And there's another good study deals with bad dieting choices that, you know, these bad fad diets don't work. And not only don't they work, but they increase the chances for disease. And if you didn't know, in this study published in Nutrition Journal, it's a longitudinal study out of northern Sweden. It was a 25-year study. Bad dieting, with the headline was increases cardiovascular disease. And this goes, this is now some support for my position that a high fat diet is not a good idea. Not a good idea. And, you know, I know a lot of people are going, they're going for, you know, low carb diets, and whatnot. So, and they'll go to low carb, high fat diet. I just think that that's crazy, because they found out that, you know, it wasn't the fats. The belief was, well, it's not the fats that's causing high cholesterol or heart disease. It's these carbohydrates refined processed carbohydrates. I understand that they're dangerous to the health and deleterious. I get that. But so they went to the extreme and said, okay, so we recommend low-carb, high-fat diets. Well, let me share with you what they found out. This is a 25-year study. This wasn't done overnight. And over the 25-year period, in the 1970s, how it all started out was they noticed that in northern Sweden, the incidence of cardiovascular disease was higher in northern Sweden than anywhere else in the country. And for men, it was among the highest in the world in northern Sweden. So they set up this study. It was called the Vasterbotten Intervention Program, VIP. 1985, they put it in place. And this VIP program was an educational effort. They taught people about better food labeling, health information, cooking, how to cook, health examinations, counseling, diet advice. And that program still continues today, by the way. I think it's a great idea. So they wanted to measure, did this program make a difference? And the impact was seen, they said, in changing the intake of fat and carbohydrate. By 1992, so the program started in 85. By 92, the fat intake for men in Sweden was reduced by 3% and 4% for women. And then that from 92 to 2005, that remained stable. Not only did fat intake reduce due to this important program, but the kinds of fats that men and women were eating, that changed as well. They went from butter to low-fat spreads. And that was mirrored, they said, I'll quote, by a decrease in cholesterol levels. Okay, following that now? So, long story short, after 2005, they said the levels of total and saturated fat intake began to increase, returning to levels above those in 1986. And the amount of complex carbohydrates, you know, fruits and vegetables primarily, decreased. So what, and they put all the data together. What did they discern from all this? And they said, while low carbohydrate, high fat diets may help short-term weight loss, the results from the Swedish study demonstrate that long-term weight loss is not maintained with these low-fat, high-fat diets, and that this diet increases blood cholesterol, which has a major impact on the risk for cardiovascular disease. End quote. I was paraphrasing in between this quote here. A low-carb, high-fat diet, not a good idea. I've been making that argument now passionately for a long time. And it's not either or. That's what people they overreact, and then you get pulled into these crazy diets. Do I think a diet constituted of high refined processed carbohydrates high in that food is bad for you? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that you cut out all carbs and it's okay to eat fat. There are a lot of diets, the Atkins diet. I mean, it's upside down. Lots of fat, lots of protein, no carbs. The only three macronutrients, protein, carbohydrate, and fat, for heaven's sake. You diminish any one of them in terms of the good quality fat, protein, and carbohydrate, you're going to end up with a problem. This, you don't need a degree in nutrition to figure that out. Low carb, high fat, low carb, low this, high that. What about trying to balance those three macronutrients according to your lifestyle, your health status, your metabolic type, and so on? And then practicing certain nutritional and lifestyle principles. at the end of the day. That's the way you have to go, and that's what works. I know it works. The research is clear, and there's anecdotal evidence all over the place that it works. So this piece of research, for me, is some justification in my argument that a high-fat, low-carb diet is not a good idea. According to this research, raised cholesterol levels, which is a prescription for cardiovascular disease, risk factor. There you go. Be back. We got one more segment to go, and we'll see what we can cook up for this last segment. Be right back.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural proven way to have your most youthful, radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. That's R-E-S-E-R-V-E-A-G-E.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Naturals fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably, according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
And now a message from Secure, the zinc-free denture adhesive with extraordinary hold.
Dear, did you know it can really make a difference which denture adhesive you use?
Why is that, honey?
Some denture adhesives work better and some are better for you.
Aren't they pretty much all the same?
I've been hearing a lot about that new Secure denture adhesive. Maybe you should try that.
What makes Secure so different?
Apparently, it uses a patented adhesive technology that provides a hold that can last all day long.
I do get a lot of slipping and sliding, so I wouldn't mind something with a longer, stronger hold.
And Secure is waterproof, so what goes on the denture stays on the denture and doesn't end up in your stomach.
I always wondered where all that adhesive wound up at the end of the day.
And I saw on a National Network news show that Secure contains no zinc.
I have to admit, I have been thinking about that.
So now, do you think denture adhesives are pretty much all the same?
There you go. If you're so smart, where can we find Secure denture adhesive?
Secure is available at vitamin discount centers, Mother Earth, The Granary, Richards, and other fine health food stores.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter, at Dr. Garko, and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to this final segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Here's the health question. If you get the answer right, you win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. And the health question is all set up from the study that I reported on, Nature versus Nurture. And what they found out was that environmental factors played a far bigger role in differences that they found in these twin pairs than the genes, and that was the genetic factors that were driving differences that they found in different regions of the UK. It was the environmental factors, not the genetics, that was accounting for the differences where people lived, the environment. You know, this is interesting stuff. And then, of course, there in between genes and the environment, there are the choices that we make regarding diet and lifestyle. And this is where the question now is. And I reported on this study a while back. It was published in the American Journal of Medicine. They looked at five lifestyle factors. Okay? Physical activity, eating a healthy diet and high in fruits and vegetables, maintaining a healthy weight, moderate alcohol use, and not smoking. They looked at these five factors. Here's the question. What percent of people adhered to all five healthy habits? What percent of people in this piece of research that was published in the American Journal of Medicine adhered to all five healthy habits? Was it 8%, 16%, or 32%? And we would presume that this would reflect the general population. These data were taken from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, the NHANES data. It's a national survey of non-institutionalized persons in the United States. It's conducted by the National Center for Health Statistics. So it's a pretty reputable outfit that did this research. What percent of people adhere to all five healthy habits of physical activity, eating a high diet and fruits and diet high in fruits and vegetables, a healthy weight, moderate alcohol use, and not smoking? What percent of people adhere to all five of those? 8%, 16% of the population, or 32%? 813-636-8255. 813-636-TALK or toll free 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. If you had to guess, what percent of the population practice all five of those healthy behaviors? Being physically active, eat a diet high in fruits and vegetables, keep their weight under control, moderate alcohol use, and they don't smoke. Do you think it's a high number or a low number? Is it 8%, 16%, or 32%? And when you find out the answer, it helps explain and supports my point of view that I argue for, that it's not the genetics at the end of the day that is going to account for most of the variance as to whether or not you're going to be healthy. And the answer to this question reveals, it's revelatory about why we're so sick in this culture. If it were not for the medical technology, man, shame on us. We'd be in a lot of trouble. Let's go to Carol in Tampa. Carol, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing good. Thanks. How are you?
Doing all right. So what do you think? What percent of the population practices these five healthy habits, physical activity, being physically active, eat a good diet, fruits and vegetables, healthy weight, moderate alcohol use, and not smoke? You think 8%, 16%, or 32%? What do you think?
Oh, you know, I should know the answer to that because I heard your show the day that you talked about that.
Oh, why?
But to tell the truth, I don't really remember, so I'll have to take a guess.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was 16%.
Uh-huh. No, it wasn't.
Oh, well, it's good. Probably lower than.
It was a good guess. Good guess.
My gut feeling would be 8%.
Well, you should.
I was thinking.
You should always go with your instinct. But I thank you for listening, and thank you for remembering me talking about that study and calling in and to try to get the right answer. Don't let that discourage you, though.
Oh, well, thank you for your show. I really enjoy it every day.
What do you think about that nature versus nurture argument? You think that we are more in control of our destiny than we think, or is it the genes?
Oh, absolutely. I think we prove it in our own lives every day.
I know, but most of us live in denial.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, thank you for the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. And who do we have online too? Marilyn. How are you, Marilyn?
I am good. I only heard parts of your
show today.
But yeah. Anyway, I would think, knowing from myself, it is so difficult to do all the right things, even when you know you're breaking rules. I would say the lowest amount.
8%?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Good.
Let me tell you something. You know, that's bad news. You want to know what the worst news is? When they did this study, it was published in the American Journal of Medicine, and they looked at the population, the U.S. population from 1988 to 1994. They looked at those years. Then they looked at it again in 2001 and 2006. Back in 98 through 1994, the number of people that adhered to all five habits was 15%. When they looked at it again in 2001-2006 period, it dropped to 8%. I mean, it was low to start with at 15, it dropped to 8. There's only 8% of the population, according to this research from the government, the National Center for Health Statistics, that practice all five of those behaviors. I mean, that's tough.
Well, you know, part of it might be all the electronics that the kids are using nowadays. They don't have gym in school, and so I think it's not that surprising it's gotten worse.
Yeah, I know. Certainly, that explains the behavior of children, and of course, those habits are formed, and then they become adults, and they continue to lead a sedentary life, eat bad food, and, you know, pick up some other bad habits, unfortunately. But you got to be optimistic, and that's why we do the show. But you won a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Congratulations, and thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Remember, our destiny, our health destiny is in our hands. Let's practice good health. Why? Because our health is our wealth. I'll see you tomorrow.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.